Test 64, Section 3, Question 10. Here, we're looking for what role does the statement that we should learn the lessons of history. So, what role does that play? And it says, people often admonish us to learn the lessons of history, but even if it were easy to discover what the past was really like, it's nearly impossible to discover its lessons. Okay, so people admonish us to learn the lessons of history, and then it says, but even if we could discover what the past was like, discovering its lessons can't happen. We are supposed, for example, to learn the lessons of World War I, but what are they? So learn the lessons of World War I, what are they? And were we ever to discover what they are, it's not clear that we could ever apply them, but we shall never again have a situation just like World War I. So this statement that we should learn the lessons of history, that's actually the argument that the argument is kind of designed to disprove that. It's saying, look, you can't really do that. So A, how would you even know what the lessons of history are? And B, it wouldn't really be useful because, well, you're never going to have the same situation again. So basically it's the sort of counter argument that this argument is trying to fight. So A, it sets out a problem the argument wishes to resolve. No. It is compatible with accepting the argument's conclusion and with denying it. I don't think that's really it. It's kind of designed to say that's a dumb idea. It is a position the argument simply takes for granted as false. It doesn't take for granted its faults. It argues against it. It expresses the position the argument as a whole is directed towards discrediting. Well, that sounds like what we said. So I like D a lot. And then it is an assumption that is required in order to establish the argument's conclusion. No, it's definitely not an assumption. It's what we're arguing against. And therefore, D is our correct response.